The Supreme Court stands by the government's expansion of federal jobs deemed sensitive to national security. A few weeks ago, the High Court refused to hear an appeal in the case stemming from the demotion of a Defense Department employee. He managed a commissary and did not have access to classified information or a security clearance. But the government considered his job sensitive, barring him from appealing the demotion to the Merit Systems Protection Board. Attorney Lynn Bernabe joins us now to discuss what this means for all federal employees. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you back. So which federal employees should know and understand this decision? Who does this affect the most, do you think?
It's actually going to affect all federal employees, I think, except those in sort of cultural institutions like the Smithsonian. In effect, it already affects probably over 200,000 DOD employees. And these employees don't even hold security clearances. They're just people that somehow the agency believes may have some, brief encounter with national security issues. They're in sensitive positions.
So explain exactly what this means to these groups of employees, most federal employees that you refer to. Why should they care?
Because basically the federal circuit, and of course it's only one circuit now that decides these issues, but the federal circuit has said there's a general national security exception in the law, which means that you do not have any due process rights to contest adverse actions against you if you're in a sensitive position. And remember, that doesn't mean you have a security clearance. It's just you're in something that the agency says is sensitive. And it's very concerning because the particular employee, as you mentioned in your introduction, the particular employee in the case, in the Kaplan case, which is the case at issue, was a commissary stock clerk. He basically stocked the shelves in a commissary and had absolutely nothing to do with national security issues.
And what is the difference, if any, left between the people that have security clearance, their protections, and those that work in those types of jobs that don't have clearance, like this clerk?
Well, this particular circuit, the federal circuit, decided it. And again, other federal circuits may decide differently, but the way this circuit decided it, you actually don't have, there actually isn't any difference. In other words, there was a Supreme Court opinion called Egan, and Egan basically said that you could not contest the substance of a security clearance, you could just contest whether the proper procedures had been filed. In this case, you can't even contest that. So in some ways, people with security clearances have somewhat more rights to a judicial process.
So that means there's that little narrow difference could put someone like an Edward Snowden is getting the same treatment as someone who pushes a broom that might not even know how to log on to a computer.
Well, if Edward Snowden had been a federal worker, he was a contractor. So this discussion only affects federal workers.
But let me ask you this. Does somebody necessarily know if their agency considers their job sensitive? I mean, when are you told that?
It's in the job description. So it would be in the SF-50, I believe it is. It's the basic job description document. And from my experience, the agencies have total discretion how they classify jobs. So I think that what we're going to see is more and more agencies, to avoid any kind of MSPB, Merit System Protection Board, or judicial review, are going to classify a lot of jobs as sensitive, even if they have nothing to do with national security.
And so that means then that the particular issue over which you might have a grievance doesn't have to have anything to do with national security. It could mean they don't like the way you part your hair and you can't appeal because of the sensitivity that is designated to your job?
That's correct. That's correct. And it doesn't even have to be sensitivity designated to your job. It just has to be a job that the government has, within its full discretion, designated as sensitive. That's all that has to happen.
So given that this is a case and this is just coming to light now, has the government always had this sort of power to decide which jobs are sensitive and not? I mean, it's a bit surprising to think that this is the first time that there's been an issue with somebody like a commissary manager.
You're very right. It's not the first time the government has been able to designate jobs as sensitive. However, it's the first time that that designation has ever been considered to involve national security concerns. Before this case, the general thinking on the matter was that if you have a security clearance, you have access to classified information, then you're clearly in the national security realm, and then you have fewer rights. That was sort of the general thinking. Now, this court, and it was the en banc court, has expanded the level of national security positions into sensitive positions, which in the Department of Defense alone is $200,000 jobs or more.
We're speaking with Lynn Bernabe. She's a civil rights and employment attorney with the Bernabe and Wachtell Law Firm. So, in effect, despite the fact that it might be an odd way of getting there, does this ruling basically render federal employees that are under this ruling the same as commercial entity employees who are just employees at will?
Pretty much, because there are, depending on your adverse action, you cannot challenge it before the MSPB. Now, there's some hope that there's other avenues, for example, under the presidential policy directive that is pretty recent, within the last year. And there's also the Whistleblower Protection Act that allows you certain rights. But those are all internal appeals. Those are not judicial appeals where you get to call witnesses, you get to challenge the witnesses, and you have an independent judge decide the issue. These are all independent agency rules, appeals to the Office of Special Counsel, which has the ability only to deal with a limited number of cases, and also to Congress, which, again, only can deal with a limited number of cases. So for most employees, where the agency says your position is confidential, it's a vast extension of a definition of national security that forecloses review.
And basically, you've said this before, that due process would not apply to those. But at the same time, I find that with the government's sort of labyrinthine rules and processes for things like layoffs or anything like that, can the government just simply fire people in these sensitive positions? Or is it still a process, like in this gentleman's case, where he was demoted and in a holding pattern for a long time?
I think it removes much of the procedural protections or even due process protection the employee has. So I think we're going to see agencies acting with more impunity to get rid of people they don't like. I mean, you have to remember that what this creates is a general national security exception, and national security as defined by an agency. So I think, you know, any hesitation they might have had and any sort of willingness to follow procedures is going to go by the book, because is going to go by the wayside, because it's not necessary anymore to follow rules, which is what this agency, what this decision said, because the agency actions can't be reviewed.
What happens if someone claims age discrimination or gender discrimination or racial discrimination or something of that nature, which pretty much raises all kinds of alarm bells ordinarily?
Well, you can still go to court on those issues. This is talking about MSPB review. So you can still go to court, but you couldn't go. I would see this decision as making it very difficult to go to the MSPB. Now, there also is a very narrow exception that was carved out independently of this case, of the Kaplan case, for people with security clearances. And if you want to challenge your security clearance designation, say you were denied a security clearance and you think it was because of age discrimination, sex discrimination, race discrimination, you can still show that the information that was the basis for the denial of security clearance was intentionally false. In other words, somebody really wanted to get you, and so they deliberately gave false information. But again, that's very difficult too, because usually you don't know the information that goes into a denial of security clearance. But there is that exception. But regular employees in sensitive positions can no longer go to the MSPB, I would see, but they can go to court.
So what are some of the things that you expect to happen now that basically the Supreme Court has said, okay, you know, they don't feel the need to review this? What are agency is going to do? What are employees in these sorts of situations going to do?
I think the agencies, defense-related agencies, or I think even civilian agencies are going to designate more positions as sensitive, and they have the outright authority to do that. Because we see in the case at hand, this was a commissary store clerk. He stocked shelves in the commissary, and they said that could be related to national security. So I think agencies are going to, sort of jump on the bandwagon and do this. I'm hopeful that because this, I think most lawyers think this opinion is very, very much an outlier and very much not in keeping with the government's responsibility to be a good employer and to give people due process. I think you're going to see a pushback from a lot of employees, especially given how large the national security apparatus has become. I think you're going to see a lot of pushback from people and hopefully some new law.
So more lawsuits to come.
Yes, I think so.
All right. We'll be checking in with you then. Lynn Bernabe is a civil rights and employment attorney for the law firm Bernabe and Watchell. Lynn, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.